So Sean Boyd, another defeat for the lads. But, you know, there were spells in the game that Harps were a wee bit unlucky and had chances.
Yeah, I think the lads are decent, to be fair. I thought we played all right. Could have seen out till half-time. Disappointing, obviously, the score conceded so close to half-time. It kind of killed us momentum. I mean, I don't know. They're not got top side, so they were good tonight. So I don't know. It's just a disappointing bit. Hopefully, with something will turn and we'll get a few points on the board as soon as possible.
And no doubt you'll be hoping to figure more in the weeks and months ahead.
Ah, yeah. We had a little injury there. Just a little hamstring, so it's only a couple of weeks. But I missed a few games, to be fair. There was a couple of midweek games and a League Cup game, so I missed a couple. But I'm just trying to get back fit now, yeah. I feel all right. Felt all right tonight when I came on, so we'll see how it goes, yeah.
And you had a chance as well?
Come here. I had two. Sean Horn, Dave Massey on me back, so it was hard. Two big, strong men, so I'll try my best. So hopefully a goal will come.
Yeah. And just what's the situation with you and the travel and the training? You train down in Dublin?
I don't train. I've kind of really isolated myself from Rovers a bit, mm-hmm. just in terms of focusing on Finn Harps. I'd still go into Rovers and do recovery after a match. Sometimes I'll go in, but I don't think it's that good for my body to be training on a Monday night and then a Tuesday morning with Rovers, say. So we're kind of have killed off on a bit of training with them, but I still go in and see the lads, travel up on Mondays, train with Finn Harps on Monday, come home that night, then I'm back up on Thursday, and if the match in Ballybuffet, I'll stay over in the Jackson Hotel and then go home after the match. If it's in Dublin or if it's around, I'll come home on Thursday night and then just meet the lads. Like tonight, it was close enough to my house, so I just met them up at the Crown Plaza for the pre-match meal. So it's happy enough, it's working, like I'm playing games and it's good, I'm enjoying it.
And you know, looking at the league table, a lot of people, particularly in Dublin, will probably think our Harps are gone, but I mean, there's a long, long way to go. And if they get a couple of results, who knows?
Yeah, of course, there is. Obviously, listen, football is mad. You've seen the matches on the Champions League the other night, anything can happen. So just hopefully we turn a corner and get a few results on the board and give a load, I suppose. Yeah, to try as best as possible.
And Pats on Monday?
Yeah, tough game. We obviously played them in Inchicore at the start of the season. We got a 2-0 out of them. It was a good result. Good match that was. Had a go off them, so they'll be obviously wanting to beat us after we drew with them. And they're a decent team, Pats. They're very good. Obviously, they have very good players. Players I've played with and others obviously played against. So it'll be a tough game, but hopefully we get something out of them in Ballybuffet.
Yeah. And finally, your message to any Harps fans listening, I mean, there's a long way to go.
There is, yeah, obviously. And listen, the lads are trying their best. Something's going to change, something will click one day and one match and we'll score 3, win 3-0. I don't know, something will change. The lads are giving it all, they're all, so that's all you can really ask for. The rest will come, the rest will follow if you just work hard, so that's it.
John Gill, good 3 points for you, but put it to you, in the first half, Harps gave you a good old battle and Gary Rogers had to make some decent saves.
Gary pulled off 2 pretty good saves. They hit the post from, I think it was a corner or a long throw. So we knew that. Listen, you know what you're going to get with Harps. I mean, they mirror the two lads. They fight tooth and nail and they scrap and they're horrible to play against. And I mean that in a complimentary sort of way. That's compliments to the two lads because listen, everybody knows these two lads. I have to hide the respect for them because I know where they've come from. They're working off scraps and to put it like and to do what they've done in the last 4 or 5 years, so we really respect them. It took us a while to get a grip in the game. You know, it's easy when you score. I think when you score first in this league, it makes it a lot easier. I thought the second half we ran out comfortable winners, but first half was a difficult 45 minutes. It didn't help us with the amount of stoppages with Gartland and then with Gallagher going down as well. But listen, we took care of business tonight. We've had a difficult couple of weeks ourselves, and we knew what Harps after the first came up there. Harps are like that every game. In fairness, you know, they're going to give up. They'll battle and scrap and fight for everything. And you know, we just have to take care of our own business, Chris.
And the second goal coming so early in the second half, it probably knocked the stuffing a bit out of Harps.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better timing of it. I mean, what was it, 1.5, 2 minutes? Great time to score because, again, you're always weary with McNamee's throw-ins. I mean, he launches them in, deliveries in for, you know, deliveries in for McAleer from corners. They have a couple of big men. They punished us down there. Keith Cowan got a good goal against us down there, so you're always nervous. Even last week we watched them and they could have scored off a long throw as well against Bowes. They were lucky in that game not to maybe get something out of it, so you know, it's a good win for us. We have a massive game now on Monday. It's a quick turnaround, So we've got to get ourselves right tomorrow, recovery tomorrow, training Sunday. But we'll take the 3 points. We'll certainly take the way we played in the second half. It was great to get McElhaney and Shields. I thought they were outstanding tonight. I think you've seen a more Dundalk-like performance tonight with those two guys in it. They're massive players. We didn't jump up and down when they weren't playing, along with Benson. But they're players that have played in the Europa League stages, so they're quality players. Any team would miss them. But I thought the whole group, the whole squad as a whole tonight, done really, really well. And Kelly topped it off. He probably missed the easiest chance that he had, but I thought he was excellent. But I thought the real star of the show tonight was Holman. I thought he was excellent in the second half. Captain's role, led the line. I think he set Kelly up for 2 goals. He was a beast tonight, the proper centre forward.
And you played some really delightful football at times in that second half.
You do, but as you say, Chris, when you get an early goal and you're 2-0 up, it's easy probably to play. You know, it's easy to play good football when you're 2-0 up. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but it probably relaxes you more. And football is, this team in particular, we like to play a particular brand of football. I've heard some rubbish spouted about that we've tended to go longer since that's rubbish. I mean, you saw the way that we've tried to play that way in every game, but unfortunately, sometimes. You know, you have no divine right to play that way.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in the Pats game and probably against Sligo. Unfortunately, this team is probably dogged by it's a victim of its own success, because sometimes people can be spoiled. I'm not saying the fans here are, but they're used to, you know, so much success. So, you know, people just got to give us time. It's a new management structure, a new management, 2 new young coaches who are excellent. And I think you saw tonight that we didn't launch too many balls tonight. We were trying to play football, get it in the deck, and I thought some of the goals were delightful.
Yeah. And finally, just there's a long, long way to go. Harps are somewhat adrift at the bottom, but they will take points off somebody, and sooner or later they'll get that elusive first win.
They will, Chris, and I think that I think for them, their home form is going to be a massive, massive part of them. And listen, if you go back to 2 years ago, and I actually think they're a little bit of a better, they're a better side now. If you look at, they went on a great run mid-season when pitches got a bit better, and certainly went on a run up in their place. I was with Drogheda that year, and they were a difficult side to play against, and you know they nearly pulled off a miracle that year. There's no reason why they can't this year. I think what Ollie's got to do is he's got to try and maybe get all his players back fit, and probably himself, you know, the board up there have to back him and Hegsy in the window and let them maybe bring in 2 or 3 more. But if they can just keep in touch, you know, they'll give anybody, they're going to be hard to take points off.